This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for March 23rd, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Apple is giving more tools to families looking to keep track of their iPhones and iPads and Macs. The new page at apple.com/families brings together all the parental controls tools available on their products. It explains the options parents have for managing apps and purchases, keeping kids safe on the internet, keeping track of the kids and their devices, and more. You'll finally be able to order a squirming plate of Gah without embarrassing yourself on Kronos with Duolingo's new Klingon language course. While you've been able to learn Italian, French, and Spanish among the nearly 30 languages available through the website and software, now you can learn the language of the Star Trek alien race. It's only available through their website for now, but it will soon come to iOS and Android. Klingon was first developed in the late 70s for Star Trek the Motion Picture with a complete grammar, and it has developed into a full language over the decades. Game of Thrones High Valyrian is also available on Duolingo, but no Latin yet. Disney has released the latest season of its Star Wars Forces of Destiny series, a YouTube-first cartoon. The short videos feature our favorite characters from the original trilogy, the prequels, the latest films, the Clone Wars, and Rebels. This season, we see when Maz Kanata met Leia before Return of the Jedi, that Ahsoka knew about Padme and Anakin's romance, and how the Porgs helped Rey learn a Jedi skill. We even get a glimpse of Luke's Jedi training with Yoda. Almost all of the voice work is done by the original actors, and is considered canon by Lucasfilm. You can find them at youtube.com/Disney. If you happen to be hanging around on Earth 70,000 years ago, you might have seen a remarkable sight in the sky. Scientists tell us that around that time, a small red dwarf star came within a light year of our sun and would have disturbed the Oort cloud, the giant body of icy objects far beyond the outermost planets orbiting the sun, from where we get our comets. While a red dwarf of that size at that distance would make it too faint to see normally from Earth, they do have a tendency to flare up, which could have put on quite the light show for up to a few hours at a time for our ancestors. Incidentally, that star is now some 20 light years away from Earth. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.